Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two. Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Got a big, famous Dallas Cowboy, champion lineman, Mark Stepnoski, joining us, two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time Pro Bowler, going public for 9/11 Truth. He'll be joining us in the next hour. Very honored to have him coming on the transmission with us. Let's try to get through some of your calls. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia, welcome.
Hello, bro. You're ever in our prayers. I understand you're being distraught, as am I. I am heartbroken. I've heard about the Reese Commission, and I've looked online and had a bit of difficulty finding a concise summary. The former state director of the John Birch Society told me there were like 4,000 pages of documents regarding this. And
for those who don't know what it is, just in a nutshell, tell them.
Well, basically, there was an investigation back in the 50s of the nonprofit organizations, primarily the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, that they were like, they're up to something.
You know, and who was the head staffer on that? He's real famous. I interviewed him before he died. There's like a two-hour...
Was that a Dodd?
Yes. No, that was Senator Dodd ran it.
Presidential candidate.
No. There was a... he was like 90 years old and gave a pretty cogent interview before he died. It's on Google.
Right.
I just can't remember his name.
Right. Well, the thing is that they said that basically these nonprofit organizations had a hidden in plain sight kind of agenda.
Yeah, the Carnegie Endowment for Peace,
right,
as early as the 20s, and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. See, the billions of dollars, that was billions in 80 years ago, 90 years ago, they all went tax-free. And then they used their mansions are owned by the foundation, their helicopters, their oil companies. It's all tax-free, just like the Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates thing's now tax-free, all 60-something trillion of it. Well, no, it's more than 60 trillion. It's 70-plus trillion now. Keeps growing. And it's all tax-free, and they publicly say they're going to set up world government. I have read the documents. I've interviewed the people that were staffers on it. They're all dead now, but being around 12, 13 years, I interviewed a few of them before they died. And, yeah, I'd have to go back into all my files on that, but what specifically are you looking for?
Well, the thing is that they would use the instrumentality of war, which I gather means the opening of the purse strings, the false sense of patriotism.
Yeah, that's the Carnegie Foundation for Peace saying they would use war to bring in their world government, yeah.
Well, war is peace, of course.
They said war is the great organizing factor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, well, my website, I'll be the first to admit, is a wreck. If doyoulovejesus.org, letter U. And I'm preparing a letter, in all fairness, to Muslims, because I see this neocon steady stream of vilification that it's like there's nobody being allowed to present the other side to say, wait a minute, these people, it's the same old tactic of vilify somebody way over there. And it's like, well, we need to deal with the problem here before we have any moral justification. And I understand that Dr. Paul is a seasoned veteran of the political minefield. There's ammunition he doesn't use because, I get the impression that if he did use it, they would distort it and make it sound like, well, he's crazy. Is it like the Reese Commission and the Grace Commission? Would you concur with that the reason why he doesn't use these certain...
Well, he knows. I mean, he's talked about the tax-free foundations and the New World Order. He's introduced bills.
Right.
He's on TV. He knows he's talking to people that literally can't tie their shoelaces.
Right.
And so he dumbs it down.
Right. I take it these are... this what he says about these things is available in his writings then, right?
Yes, and all the legislation he's introduced and all of it.
Yes. Well, that it is written, they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. And for a lot of people, it's that they don't want to deal with the truth when the truth is painful. This thing called godly sorrow is vitally important.
I hear you. We got to jump. We got to go. But when you're in denial long enough, that leads to ruin. Truthnews.us is the new website. Be sure and check it out, truthnews.us. We'll be right back with more of your calls and Dr. Michael Kaufman.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Michael Kaufman has a PhD in forest ecology. He's a biologist, and he was doing a multi-million-dollar study for the U.S. government on the forest ecology of the entire U.S. and discovered that it wasn't about helping the earth, it was about taking control of property and controlling populations. That was back in the 80s, and he helped shoot down the big biological diversity treaty that would have totally regulated everything that's happening. Now they're pushing man-made global warming. Certainly there's crises in the environment, but the sun is what's heating the earth. We've gone over that here. His new film, Global Warming or Global Government, available at Infowars.com, and he's one of the big contributors to the new film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I would add to that that I'm just now announcing this, in about 2 weeks, or on the 28th of November, we're going to release close to 2 hours. Really, you could call it Endgame 1.5. Of all of the interviews with Dr. Kaufman, Daniel Estulin, Jim Tucker, stuff at Brook Street, the police harassing us in Canada, things that we couldn't put in the film. I mean, right now it looks like more than 2 hours, but we'll see how much we end up. It might be 3 hours we put up. I'm not sure. But another reason to have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, that is coming up the 28th. And you'll be able to download those, burn them to disk at PrisonPlanet.tv, get them out to people. And Dr. Kaufman, of course, is probably an hour of that 2-3 hours we're going to put out. So much vital info in the 2 days he was here that we interviewed him. He ended up being about, you know, 7-8 minutes of the two-hour-plus film and really a great contributor to it. In fact, he's one of the most prominent voices in the film. But there was just so much, we couldn't have a 4 or 5 hour film, so we had to cut a lot of it out. But you will be able to see that in these expanded in-game extras that aren't on the DVD. There's 40 minutes of extras on the DVD that are really just parts we cut out of the film as well, highly produced. This, a lot of this is just the raw, high-powered info and presentations, and then a lot of other things happening. So that is coming out in March. Going to Dr. Michael Kaufman, I haven't really asked him yet what he thought of the film. He just now saw it yesterday. I've been so busy I neglected to even mail him a copy, so we gave him a PrisonPlanet.tv code. And he said he watched about 2 hours and 10 minutes of the 2 hour film, then ran out of time last night. But Dr. Kaufman, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was incredible. I really do. And I think everyone that's listening to this needs to get a copy, because it really defines what has been happening, how they're doing it, and what they're expecting to get in the future. And people need to wake up. It is one of the most earth-shattering DVDs I have ever seen in the sense, and a truthful approach. You know, I have been in this now for almost 20 years, and everything that you're saying in there, I know is either solid fact because I've researched it myself or have read enough to realize that there is that emphasis on a particular subject that I may not know as much about. And it is incredible what you have done with this, Alex. I just kind of fear for your safety.
Oh, I literally, you ever have that feeling? I certainly know that I've really crossed a line here, but, you know, I'm putting that all in God's hands. Breaking down the film, because you're a big part of it, I mean, walk through what you thought, you know, seeing about 90% of it so far, because you just got it yesterday. Walk through, you know, the parts that you thought were most important, or give us your impromptu review.
Boy, trying to define what's the most important is really tough, because I think it's all important. If you need to understand, and this may be the most important aspect, what the DVD does, if you can keep an open mind, if you're not really aware of the magnitude of what's going on in the world, it will be so shocking, it will almost make you physically sick. But at the same time, what it does is it allows the person to see the magnitude of what they're attempting to do over an entire society, in all aspects of our society, what we do, the whole feminist movement, you name it. It's in there in one form or another, and it's all designed to break down the normal society controls and reestablish itself, what they want to do, as the new template for our culture and bringing the nations together as a world government. There's no question after you see this that this is exactly what they're trying to do. And you have brought, what I really was impressed with is how you have brought the various segments of this using headlines of local papers and so forth to show what they're doing in putting all of this together. The average person can't see this because all they're seeing is little bits and pieces. They see this headline and they think, oh, that's interesting. But they see it in an isolated context. What you have done is been able to put that together in a totality, as it were, so that people can really begin to see how it all fits together. It's the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, that's incredible. You know, we didn't talk before the show, and I haven't talked to you in a few months since you were last on, but that is exactly, and I never really even said that on air, that's what I was attempting to do, was to give people the, you know, start to finish, just a wide view of what their ideology is, who they are, what their plan is, what drives them.
Exactly, exactly. And some of these you only touch on. You, for instance, at least at this point, you only touched on global warming to some extent. My whole DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, really focuses on that one issue by itself and shows clearly how they have abused science and totally denied the opposition any voice in the media and so forth to push this agenda so that they can get those controls that will come with the carbon taxes and caps and so forth that is inevitable. It's going to happen in the next several years, how those controls will control us. And you've done that with so many aspects of this particular agenda. It is in every aspect of our culture, and some of them you've focused on and gone very deeply into to show how deep this whole thing is to provide the credibility. Some of you only touched on because you just don't have time. You can't cover it in 2 hours.
Well, that's it. I mean, we did spend a lot of time on eugenics and then all the thousands of admissions of where they've killed U.S., British, and other citizens in admitted tests. I mean, that shows the cold-bloodedness and how it's all done scientifically, though, but as if we have the same value as a white lab rat.
Exactly. Now, eugenics isn't my specialty. I'm not real knowledgeable in that area, but I have read enough material to know that what you're saying is factual, and it's taken me deeper into that area. It's given me some additional information, and you'll find this individually. You can't possibly understand everything in this global agenda. No one person really can. But
well, that's right. I mean, you could study one pine tree, as you know, that's your specialty, for your whole life and never know everything about that pine tree. We read more than one guy here in the office read 20 books by these people. I read about 10. We went to libraries. And exactly, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of globalists and their minions and their whole lives' works. I mean, it's just... It's so big. I mean, that's the point I want to make. We didn't even, you know, people say, oh, this is really dark, or this is really, you might have exaggerated. No. It's thousands of times worse. I mean,
it really is.
I cannot explain to you. What would you say in all your years of research about the globalists and the UN biological diversity assessments where they openly talk about exterminating the majority of us and reducing us? I mean, as you were discovering that, what was it like for you realizing, my gosh, these people are nuts, they're psychopaths, they believe they're good, and they're in power?
Exactly. I went from one state of shock to another. And, you know, what you have just said is very true. You start opening up this can of worms, and you think you have a handle on what's going on, and then you find out there's another dimension to it, and another dimension to it, and another dimension to it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And I don't even think you probably plumbed the depths of deprivation that these people are in. They are evil incarnate. There's no other way that you can describe them. And yet, they believe that they are doing the right thing.
Doc, I want to talk about your video that's doing incredibly well because it's so well documented, and I want to go to the basics of global warming is happening, but it's sun-driven and also particle-driven from space, solar winds. But where do you see all this going? I mean, do you feel the same anxiousness I feel and everybody else feels that it's accelerating? And where do you see this going?
I really see us in the next 2 years. Something precipitous is going to happen. In fact, David Rockefeller and Kissinger and others have actually said that. They need a precipitous event to tip us over the edge. 9/11 got us prepared, and we got legal, you know, the Patriot Act and so forth put into place because of that. And now they need a precipitous event in which they can use our fear against us. And will that bring in some sort of an answer? And I think it's going to be an economic crisis of some sort. I mean, we're right on the brink of it right now anyway. And they have the only solution. And to do that, we have to give up even more. And it's going to put us over on the other side of that slope.
Well, they see
us. I think it's very close.
Well, I agree. They see us as a disease. And so that's the perfect rationale for a thug or a group of killers is just to say, oh, well, they're animals anyways. That's what they always do. They did that with black slaves out of Africa, saying they weren't human. I mean, you've been to these global meetings. You've covered these people. I've been to some of them. They literally look like cult members, you know, who have that wide-eyed look and are almost pious, very religious. I mean, they almost act like they're holy or something.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up because I want to emphasize the one thing that you did not emphasize very much. You alluded to it a couple times, is that this whole thing is occult-driven. They are very much and very deeply into the occult. They believe in theosophy and what Alice Bailey has done with that belief system of reaching godhood and so forth. They're really into that. They do really do believe that they are gods, and they need to be able to control us, to get rid of most of us. They believe that the earth is overpopulated. They need to eliminate 2/3 to 3/4, 80% of the human population of the dumber sect and so forth. That's you and I. And then they'll be able to manage the world the way gods should be able to manage. It is really incredible, their mentality, when you really get down to it. Now, many of the people at these international meetings, you know, when you enter these international meetings, it is like walking into the Twilight Zone. Any semblance to reality just slides right out the window at times. It's not always that way, but many times it is like they start talking about different things in ways that just are not possible.
Stay there. I want to talk about that on the other side, to understand our enemy, to understand their mindset, and then to realize how they're conning a lot of well-meaning people who do care about the environment and how they're using this to totally control our human environment and put a tax on breathing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest. We'll be taking your calls on the whole globalist move for global taxation coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. And we've got legendary Dallas Cowboy Mark Sipnoski joining us to talk about 9/11 Truth and a lot more in the next hour as well. So a lot more information lined up for you. Doctor, again, the mindset of these people, they think they're doing holy work. But then you also study them. They also think darkness is wonderful and beautiful as well as light. They, quote, embrace it all. Go ahead.
Yes, they do. In fact, one of the things that is very prominent with the whole concept of theosophy is what is known as the secret societies and so forth, so that you do not know what the next level of initiation will be. And as a consequence, you're always striving to get to that next secret level of evolution, as it were, into higher states of knowledge. And as a consequence, what that does is it always keeps people on their off their guard, that they have to join the system in order to have these truths revealed to them, which is totally antithetical to a Christian society that we originally established this nation on. It doesn't exist anymore, but we originally established this nation on, which was open truth. You have everything that you need to have right available to you. It's up to you to take it and run with it. With these secret societies, it's always a situation in which you have to prove yourself to be worthy of going to the next step in order to accept the next level of knowledge, this gnosis.
How do we stop these people?
I think what you're doing is absolutely essential. You mentioned on the video that more and more people are becoming aware, and that is very true. I kind of take a look at what I produced on global warming or global governance. That's kind of an introductory DVD, as it were, as to the realization that we are having this drive towards global governance. I don't get into it very deep because I'm trying to reach those people who believe that you and I are black helicopter nuts and so forth. Well, here you have really important people saying the same thing that we're saying, but on a much lighter level. And once they begin to expose, and this is one of the things that has encouraged me about this DVD, is that I'm getting feedback from people that have been seeing it, which they had no understanding of global governance, or if they did, they thought it was some sort of a nutcase conspiracy type of thing. All of a sudden realizing, because there it is right in front of them with this global warming agenda, that the whole purpose is to create global governance, and they're angry. Now, once they're angry, you can take a DVD like Endgame and really show them the breadth of it. Now, they're going to go into a state of absolute shock when they see it. I mean, I did. I think everybody who has really investigated this could never believe the levels of what they have gone to create this control over you and I, and how long it's taken multiple generations of men. That's why you have to understand it's the occult. You can't understand why a man would put so much of their efforts into an agenda which they would never see the fruition unless they realized it was a religious belief that they held that their future generations are going to benefit by what they're doing today. That's the only
reason. I agree, but also in the secular, it's like a 250-year-old university like Harvard or Yale. Yeah, the chancellors and people that own it and run it want to increase its power and wealth because they sit in the positions of power while they're over it, but then they also have a feeling towards the institution, a lot of times the patronage and nepotism for those beneath them, and so that's also how these institutions grow and maintain their activities.
Absolutely. And it's very interesting, as I've attended a lot of these international meetings, the vast majority of those who are attending have no concept of what the final agenda is going to be. Even people that are in positions of power, and you mentioned that in your DVD.
They're compartmentalized.
They're compartmentalized. They think that they are doing the right thing because people that are more important than they are telling them that they're doing the right things, and they can see the fruition. Socialism, the only reason socialism can survive is the promise that if you did this, created all men equal and so forth, treated all men equally, not created all men equally, then somehow this is going to bloom into a utopian society and
but
so forth.
That model, you've got to have command and control and somebody over the individual. Now you've lost the individual, and that's the trick. Now you've gotten a system where higher-ups can control you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And socialism is the unique way of gaining control over the population because it does exactly what you're saying.
And, of course, the British monarchs literally funded it and developed it, Lord Milner and the rest of them, as a way to get people back into serfdom.
Yes. And that people don't realize that. That's why we're losing our middle class right now.
Absolutely. Let's come back and talk about the real environmental problems we've got. What's really causing the earth to heat up? Is that bad or good? And then take phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Big discounts at InfoWars.com on Dr. Michael Kaufman's new documentary presentation, Global Government or...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
If you missed the first hour, you can tune right back in. We restream it for 21 hours till the next live show at InfoWars.com. You can subscribe, of course, to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Again, I want to take time out to thank all of our sponsors, the listeners, the stations that carry us, AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. And I want to thank people like Dr. Michael Coffin for coming on with us. We've got loaded phone lines here for you, Doc, and I want to take some. But I want to make it clear, because I've talked to you in the past, and I know we're the same mind, the same research. This is what you have degrees in. This is what you study. And thousands of other prominent scientists and university experts have gone public on this. We know that there's dioxin from the plastics. We know there's toxins and stuff in the air. We know there's bad things in the environment. Genetic engineering can be dangerous if it's released openly and chimera across species. And there's a lot of serious things going on. But the globalists have openly stated they're using conservation. And our concern about the Earth to set up world government, to set up total federalization, to have control over people locally, to control markets, and to control populations. And then we know that from 9,000 to 6,000 years ago, the earth was on average 10 degrees hotter. There were vineyards in southern and northern England. You can't grow grapes there now, folks. We know that that's when humanity blooms. We know that's when the plankton blooms. We know that oxygen with higher carbon dioxide creates more life. Carbon dioxide is not a toxic waste, as they're trying to list it. 2 weeks ago, they shut a coal plant. Couldn't burn clean burning coal. They locked that up, as you know. But they didn't tell them they couldn't have a permit because of dirty coal and mercury, which I'm concerned about. They said, oh, carbon dioxide is a toxic waste, permit denied. So that's a great control. Now they're talking about can't have a 3,000-square-foot house without government regulators, new bureaucrats, taxes on fuel at every level, taxes on consumption controlling us. And again, it sounds reasonable. Oh, we're consuming too much, but this is about control. And these are very wicked people that want to get control, and as evil as the globalists are with these international bodies that pose as liberal organizations, they're not. Just as Bush poses as a conservative, they want global taxation to fully be able to bring in an even greater mechanism of control. So can you just explain the scientific facts in a nutshell of, surprise, surprise, that huge burning ball of different gases that we see up in the sky every day, that's what's driving the prime mover in climate, as any climatologist will tell you. And that to claim that carbon dioxide that's been 10 times higher in our past, and we've literally had a much higher life load, much healthier. It's so simple, and I'm not even a scientist. How could it not be clear? How could they fool the public? The answer is one-fifth of the public can't find the U.S. on a map. They've done the test where you can put out on air the scientific name of water, and people will say Bannet. You can give out the scientific name of salt, they'll say Bannet. And same with carbon dioxide. The word dioxide, they think it's carbon monoxide. Break it down for us, doctor.
Well, first of all, to keep it a simple thing, you've heard from Al Gore that CO2 causes the earth to warm. And he walks in front of this huge 40-foot screen showing you how there's this correlation between carbon dioxide. When carbon dioxide goes up, temperature goes up. When carbon dioxide goes down, temperature goes down. Well, there's a good correlation there, all right, but the correlations mean nothing. 100% of us are going, the correlation is 100% of us are going to die if we breathe air. Not because we breathe air, but because there is a relationship there that has nothing to do with cause and effect. And this is the same thing with carbon dioxide and temperature, the Earth's temperature. In fact, if you were to actually superimpose the graphs that he has separated, what you would find is that the temperature almost always precedes carbon dioxide, either going up or going down. And if anything, it's the temperature that causes the carbon dioxide levels to change. Why? Because there's 40,000 times more carbon dioxide in our oceans than in the air. And carbon dioxide will go out of solution at warmer temperatures. When the temperatures of the ocean gets warmer, the carbon dioxide evaporates off into the atmosphere. The atmospheric level of carbon dioxide goes up. And conversely, when the oceans cool down, it absorbs more carbon dioxide and the atmospheric levels go down. So it's very easy to explain. Just like you were saying a moment ago, there's good, hard, physical science behind it as to why temperature is causing carbon dioxide to change, not the reverse. Now, when you get to the actual level, information as to why the Earth is warming, a huge amount of research has been done over the last 10 years, and it's just coming to forefront right now, that shows that cosmic radiation from exploding supernovae thousands of light years away, when it finally reaches the Earth, that acts as what's called hydroscopic nuclei that water droplets form around. In other words, clouds, and specifically at the lower levels. Now, if you've ever flown in an airplane and you've flown over low clouds, it's almost impossible to look out at them because of their brilliance. So much sun is reflecting off the top of those clouds, it almost hurts your eyes to look at them. Well, this is called albedo. And albedo is the reflectance of the direct reflectance of the solar radiation back out into space, never reaches the Earth's surface. Therefore, lo and behold, and you've seen it every day, that it rains, it's colder under these clouds than it is when it's sunny outside. Now, every once in a while, on 11 or 22-year cycles specifically, the sun actually becomes more active. And when it does, it spews out solar winds. If you've ever seen the magnetic storms and the aurora borealis and so forth, that's what happens when you have a very active sun. These solar winds have a tendency to push back this cosmic radiation right out of the sun's heliosphere, right out of our solar system. And as a consequence, when that happens, you have a situation where there is less clouds being formed because there's less cosmic radiation reaching the Earth's surface. Only 2 to 3% difference, but that's all it takes. You can account for all the global warming that we've had by 2 to 3% reduction in our lower cloud levels over the last 50 to 100 years. And it's been demonstrated that this is almost a 95% correlation.
But also, and in your film and other films document all the top scientists, they claim that 2,000 plus people signed on to that UN letter a few years ago, and it turned out that hundreds of scientists are coming out saying, I wasn't even contacted, or I was
Absolutely.
Contacted to give information, but I don't agree with this. But also, he claims that heating comes with carbon dioxide. But in the graphs, it's 200 to 600 years after, carbon dioxide always follows heating because heating causes photoplankton
right.
and plant blooms, which then increase carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's an absolute ice core, and every other NASA sampling, that carbon dioxide follows warming because of plant life forms exhaling in their respiration more carbon dioxide. I mean, it's a 2 plus 2 equals 4, but I can sit here and say to the public, how dare you, Dr. Michael Coffin, wanting to poison our children with hydrogen oxide? How dare you with deadly hydrogen oxide? Well, hydrogen oxide, tell them what hydrogen oxide is.
Well, you can't live without hydrogen oxide. It's water. You can't live more than 3 or 4 days without it. And, water will kill you if you drowned in it. It will kill you if you
but
drink
you know, they've gone out, different crews, and gone out to environmental, fairs,
yes.
and walked up and said, we got to ban this. Sign our petition. Hydrogen oxide.
Thousands of signatures.
And 90-plus percent. Oh, my gosh. Oh, to ban it immediately. It's the same thing with carbon dioxide, folks. Oxygen.
And two hydrogen.
Yes. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water, H2O, are the three major building blocks. Then you add to that the energy of the sun, and those are the four total building blocks. Are those not the most important building blocks?
Absolutely. I mean, there are many others, too, but those are the big three. There's no question about it. You can't live without one of those. If one of those is missing, we would not have life on planet Earth.
But how dare the plants spew this deadly waste? I mean, they're assaulting our children with deadly carbon dioxide.
Well, that's the other fallacy of this whole thing, is the fact that there's less than 1% of all the greenhouse gases that is made up of man-caused or man-emitted carbon dioxide. The rest of it is all natural, even carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide... 97% of it is naturally created by trees, plants, and other sundry things.
But I mean, the botanists and experts have found that plants can grow three times faster, live longer,
yeah.
be healthier. They create higher oxygen. They've done studies and found that they believe that during the Hyborian Maximum 7,000 years ago, that humans were healthier because of higher oxygen. They've dug up the bones. I mean, a lot of scientists are saying that we're actually in a oxygen-starved, carbon dioxide-starved mode, and that carbon dioxide is mother's milk to life.
Absolutely. And it really is. It's amazing. There has been literally thousands of these studies being done to show that food production, for instance, can be doubled, increased by 50% with a doubling of carbon dioxide, doubled with a tripling of carbon dioxide.
And the oceans, the plankton do better, then the krill, then the shrimp, then the minnows, then
yes.
the larger fish, up to the bluefin tuna and the great whites. This would be good for the ocean, but they don't want it.
They do not. Well, it's not that they don't want it. They don't want us to know about it, because if we know about it, we'll know how much of a fool they are, and we won't go along with their agenda. They're using this whole thing as an agenda item in order to enslave us. There's, as you said in your DVD, there is no question of this. There is no viable science, and I'll say this in a hard and fast way, there is no direct science that shows that man is causing global warming. I have looked at literally thousands of research results. There is none. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence, but so what? The hard evidence that we do have suggests that what we're seeing today is part of a natural cycle, and we're recovering what is called the Little Ice Age back in the 1700s and 1800s. It's a natural warming, and thank God, because back in the Little Ice Age, that's when you had the Black Plagues of Europe and mass starvation because crop failures and all the rest. Huge snowstorms is when the Thames River in London froze over every year. It was a horrible time. We're recovering from that. We do not want to go back to that.
Why do you want to hurt our children? Why do you want to hurt our children, Dr. Kaufman, wanting them to ingest the deadly poison sodium chloride?
Well, that is, unfortunately, the only tactic they can use to try to discredit this.
But sodium chloride is deadly. It's in court people, yes, ban sodium chloride. Tell folks what sodium chloride is.
Salt. You eat it every day.
Again, the scientific terms scare the buffoonish, dumbed-down public. I mean, 50 years ago, they would never gotten away with this. People knew too much.
No. People knew too much. It was part of our high school education, if not our elementary education, and all that material has been taken out. Our history courses have been dumbed down to very mundane types of understanding of history, totally eliminating the concept of what private property rights mean to wealth creation and all the rest that you and I, when we grew up, well, maybe not you, maybe you were too late. You're a lot younger than I am, but when I grew up, it was part of our curriculum. We understood how important private property rights are or how important this is, and that's not being taught anymore.
Oh, no. We were just taught that world government was good and handing in guns is good. I want to take some calls, but if folks want Global Warming or Global Government, your DVD film, it's available at InfoWars.com. You can also get it discounted with Endgame together as a combo pack on InfoWars.com. It also makes a great gift. Let's say you know all about this. You're a scientist, you're a biologist, you're a researcher, you're a lay scientist, a tinkerer. You know these basics. Your neighbors don't, folks. They think sodium chloride is cyanide. They've done studies where they tell people that and they believe it. They believe that water, if you give them the scientific term, is poison. They believe that carbon dioxide, literal main engine driver for all life, because plants are the basis. They're at the bottom of the food chain. They believe it's a devil gas. And again, they're treating us like ignorant morons, and it's got to stop. Please call 888-253-3139 to get Endgame or Global Warming or Global Government. Get them today, 888-253-3139. Let's jam in some calls here. Don in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Go ahead, Don.
I'd like to return to the subject that you brought up, sir, of theosophy. And
yes.
I'd like to comment of what Alex often says. It's not actually what we believe that's important. It's important what they believe because they're actually making the moves off of their beliefs. So whether it's true or not, the fact that they believe that is very bizarre.
Exactly. Every time I talk about the globalists being occultic, atheists send me emails going, I don't believe in that, you kook. Okay, it doesn't matter. Hitler was an occultist. It doesn't mean you believe in that. The point is that's what's driving him. You know, the Hillside Strangler, Mr. Satan, believed he was doing it for the devil. Even if you don't believe in the devil, like he believes in you, and, you know, he's Richard Ramirez or whatever. Dr. Kaufman?
Absolutely. I would agree with you. It's not what we believe. It's what they believe when they're in the seat of power that they're going to impose on you and I.
I mean, that's what a criminologist does. Understand our enemies. We need to understand what makes them tick.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You posed a question earlier, Alex, of how do we stop these guys, and I would contend that we should learn as much about what they believe as possible. However, that is a slippery slope, and, Doctor, I'd like for you to comment on this. Once you start learning about what they know, there's so much disinformation within what they're learning. It seems to me that the root of theosophy and all of this occult stuff is a concept called star seeding, and I'd like for you to comment on this, that they actually believe that they are descendants of a cross between alien and the human species, and that is what separates them from the normal man.
Yes, in fact, not all of them believe that necessarily, but I
have learned that. But we're hearing this a lot now. It's really popular.
Yes. In fact, you have to, you know, the whole thing is set up by the concept of evolution. I'm not going to get into an evolutionary discussion right now, but it's set up by evolution, and therefore they are part of the new gene pool that was brought in from other planets and so forth.
Well, that's even what the BBC is saying now. We're going to split into two groups. I appreciate your call. Doug, Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
A couple of things. One is I was doing some research on what the terminology that you keep using, Luciferian. They believe in a evolutionary process from Homo sapien to Homo divinus. So that's
yeah, and that predates Darwin. See, Darwin didn't think any of this up. And we're not getting into, I agree, we're not having a debate about evolution, folks. We're saying what they believe. That's all we're doing. See, I don't even attack Darwin in this film. I just state what he believed. I show the documents, the books he wrote. Dr. Kaufman?
Yes, absolutely. It is, again, you have to understand what they believe. You know, I wrote the book Saviors of the Earth a number of years ago. It's still available on my website. I wrote that book trying to help people understand what is motivating the environmental movement and where it's coming from and what they believe in, because unless you understand what they believe in, you will not know where they're going. It's one of the reasons I was able to stop right an hour before it was the Senate was to vote on it, the Convention on Biological Diversity, because I knew exactly what they were trying to do. I explained it to the Senate. They didn't believe me, and I finally got the evidence, the smoking gun, the day before that they were supposed to vote on it, sent it down to the U.S. Senate, and it was introduced on the Senate floor an hour before the scheduled vote for ratification of this treaty, and it just literally blew it right out of the water.
Absolutely.
You have to know where they're going.
Robert, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up, then Richard and Will. That'll be it for Dr. Michael Kaufman. Then we got the two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, speaking out for 9/11 Truth, scheduled. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
is our guest. Is Robert in California still there?
Some answer.
Yeah, they think they're going to be homo divine. That's right. They think they're going to be the new God-man. That's the whole push since the Greek philosophers. Any other comments?
Yeah, and also a couple of news points. One, I don't know if you already covered this or not. Pat Robertson has just endorsed Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, pro-abortion. Oh, by the way, I actually heard the radio ad. Pastor Hagee says Jesus is not the Savior. And again, we're not even, this is a news show. A major supposed evangelical preacher says Jesus is not the Messiah.
Right. And, yeah, I'm just reading that right now. It happened 11 o'clock a.m. today. Also, a little point on what you've been saying, Alex, about them ratcheting up the war machine. I've been driving around L.A. listening to all the talk show radios on the AM dials around here, and they just keep talking about nuclear strike, nuclear strike, nuclear strike. So I think we're should be hold on to our socks, as they say.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, to hear Hagee, and this is not a religious show, but this is the guy who's all pro-war, nuke Iran, all this. And Dr. Kaufman, the network even has the clip. I'll play it tomorrow. I mean, can you believe he actually is saying that now?
No, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that Pat Robertson would support Giuliani, too. I mean, just that is so far from what they have been preaching for all their lives. It's just beyond what I can conceive of.
We're seeing it all happen right now. We're seeing it all. Imagine 11,000 members of that guy's church down in San Antonio, and they all just sit there loving it. I mean, they'll buy anything. See, once you buy into torture and world government and corruption and police state, you buy into it all. Richard,
yeah.
Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Hi, guys. Another quick news item, and then on to something a little bit more pertinent. I've read on Rents today that we have grounded all of our F-15s on a worldwide basis, including in Iraq and Afghanistan. Secondly, wanted to reinforce the request that you urgently get Jim Phelps from GOE Watch on to your show. He takes this information to an even deeper hole. He's a whistleblower that was involved with Oak Ridge for second generation. His father was in it as well and died from contamination there. And there's just a monstrous amount of information, Alex,
absolutely,
that I think you would really enjoy getting into.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you for the call. Dr. Cobham, we're out of time. Fire out your excellent website.
It's discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org.
And, again, mention that book that's still in print.
Saviors of the Earth, ? And what I do is I basically define exactly where the environmental movement came from and, more importantly, what they really believe in the leadership of the environmental movement, where they're taking us into this occult belief that nature is God and we must worship nature.
All I know is that everything's being turned upside down right now. And
it is.
And the economy is gyrating downwards into the abyss, and the neocons are on radio just jabbering about World War III and everything else. We are definitely in the middle of massive change, and it's only going to accelerate. Dr. Michael Kaufman, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get an amazing individual on the line with us. After this break, Mark Stepnoski, and many of you know who he is if you're football fans. I remember watching him on television myself back when I still had time to watch television and football games back in the mid-1990s. Growing up in Dallas, quite a Cowboys fan. And he has eloquently spoken out for 9/11 truth, and he's scheduled to join us coming up in the next hour with some other big 9/11 breaking news as well. Stay with us. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.